Hello, and welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts, sitting in for Drew Mello. High school students who would like to participate in the dual enrollment program through IRSC, which allows them to take free college classes while in high school, have an opportunity to find out more in a series of information sessions coming up. Robert Lane is the Marketing and Public Relations Specialist with IRSC's Institutional Advancement Office. He joins us now. Tell us a little bit about the dual enrollment program itself.
Dual enrollment really provides students a head start on their college education. The credits earned through dual enrollment transfer to all Florida universities and most universities nationally. Courses such as college algebra and English composition, they can cost around $600 at a state university, and they can be completed at no charge here at Indian River through a dual enrollment program.
And that's no charge as far as no tuition, no books, no lab fees, no any of that kind of stuff.
That's correct. It's a great advantage for students to consider dual enrollment here at the college.
Now, what if these are classes then that these students would take during high school hours but on the college campus?
There are also courses available at the schools as well, they often come to one of our campuses, either the main campus or a branch campus, which would be closer by to some of our students in Martin County, Indian River County, Okeechobee County.
I know in some cases there are students who earn their AA before they even graduate from high school. Do you have to go through that whole program, or could you just take a few classes?
They have the opportunity to complete their full associate's degree, but they don't have to do the entire coursework or to do an entire degree. It's still an opportunity to take some of those classes and get a head start on completing your two-year degree or completing your four-year degree.
But if you don't feel you could take a full course load, you don't necessarily have to do the whole thing.
No, they do not have to take a full course load to do dual enrollment.
So at the same time these students are taking college-level classes, they still are high school students and can participate in all the sports programs and such with their high school, correct?
Yes, they're still students at their respective high schools, and all the activities and opportunities that they have as a high school student are still available to them. This is just an added opportunity should they qualify to do it and have an interest in it.
Do you have to qualify financially, or do you have to have a certain grade point average? How does a student become a part of this?
Well, any student that is in 10th through 12th grades can qualify for dual enrollment. They must have a written notification from their high school, and it has to be signed by an official from the high school, as well as an approval from their parent or legal guardian if they're under 18. Other requirements may be needed, and we would encourage students and parents to come to some of the dual enrollment information sessions that the college has planned upcoming to find out about some of those things.
And there are a whole bunch of them.
Yes, there are. And they're starting this Monday, March 5th. All of the sessions are at 6 p.m. There are various campuses across the Treasure Coast, as well as a few of the high schools as well.
Now, we'll have a link to more information on all of those sessions on our website, wqcs.org, and on our Facebook page. But the college is also offering three lectures on financial literacy. Those sessions are March 6th, 7th, and 8th. They'll be held at the Treasure Coast Public Safety Training Complex. That's on Kirby Loop Road in Fort Pierce. Tell me a little bit about what those are.
Well, the Center for Financial Literacy was established with the goal of enabling students to achieve long-term financial stability. The center's mission is to provide financial literacy education programs, activities, and materials that will help students in the community make informed financial decisions. It's part of the Endowed Teaching Chair, and Dr. Maria Davis is the individual who leads this program at the college. So the seminar that they're doing, the lecture series that's coming up this week, March 6th through the 8th, is going to educate people on a lot of different topics that are of value to them in their finances.
Do you have limited space? Do you want people to register even though it's free?
It is free, but we would encourage people to register on our website, irsc.edu. They can find a link on the homepage to register for the seminar. If they were looking for additional information, they could also contact Dr. Maria Davis at 772-226-2557.
And of course, we'll have that information on our website, wqcs.org, as well, and on our Facebook page. Robert Lane with IRSC, thanks for joining us today. This is Treasure Coast Happenings. I'm Jill Roberts in for Drew Mello.